On the KSRO live line is a guy who knows something about being part of the KSRO anniversary. From ABC News, it's Alex Stone. Good morning, Alex.
Hi, Pat. Good morning and happy birthday to KSRO.
Thank you. Thank you. And the same to you. You were a very big part of the legacy of KSRO. Everybody knows part of the story, and let's fill in the rest. You started here when you were 13 years old.
Yeah, I think actually 12 years old, there was a show called Teens on Air that was being done on the weekends. I think it was on Saturdays that we would do. And I was at Slater, at Herbert Slater Middle School, and we got a letter saying that KSRO was looking for teens who might be interested. I remember thinking, well, I don't know. I was real into journalism. I was real into to news. And Miss Mahoney at Slater said, you should try. And so I thought, okay, why not? So we did, and we would do that show, a number of kids from around Sonoma County and a bunch of different high schools. And then after that ended, Jim Grady said, hey, you want to come get me coffee and then hang out with us in the morning? And I said, yeah, why not? And then we went from there.
So now, wait a minute. So are you in high school at this point when you started working on Grady's morning show?
I would have been probably a freshman in high school because I think Teens on Air was when I was in eighth grade. So then I jumped over to Santa Rosa High School for my freshman and sophomore years. And then junior and senior, I went to Montgomery. But yeah, so I was just starting.
So did your mom bring you to the radio station?
She did. My amazing mom. She every morning would drive me in and drop me off at about 4 o'clock in the morning. And then she would go to work. She was a preschool teacher at the time and would hang out with Jim. She would come back and get me and then bring me to school. And then once I finally could drive, then I could do all this on my own. But it took a cast of a few people to make it happen.
Well, I'm trying to envision this, Alex. Okay, so you're 13, 14 years old, and I'm trying to mesh that with the idea of being around Grady for 3 or 4 hours every morning. How did that work out?
Well, you know, it was, what, 1992, 1993, and, you know, I think technically you weren't supposed to be smoking in buildings. You know, I learned very quickly that, there were things that you could do that at that time that, Jim taught me some things. We would roam around town in his convertible, and we would go to parades and have a lot of fun. And I remember Thanksgiving mornings doing the morning show, and it was always so relaxed, that 5 o'clock hour, the Wild Bunch at that time, that you'd have people from the river and elsewhere calling in on their way to work and trying to win prizes. It was a fun time, and Jim gave me so many opportunities to do anything I really wanted to do. He gave me a tech segment to do about computer software at that time, and then we would give away software. We used to do an entertainment report that he called the Tinseltown Tattler.
Oh, yeah.
Was pretty much just rip and read off the AP, but yeah, the experiences he gave me, they were incredible.
Well, now that you are a globe-trotting professional for ABC News, and we can talk a little bit about how you made that transformation, I would imagine that that you, like the rest of us here, especially celebrating today, that you honor the fact that covering local news for a community like this remains very important.
Well, absolutely, and I absolutely love Santa Rosa, and I still keep an eye on what Santa Rosa police are working on and see their news releases come in and communicate every once in a while with them, and there's just something amazing about coming home to Santa Rosa and the chill of the morning fog and everything that goes on there and the power of local news to be able to cover stories that truly matter to the people who are listening to that news coverage, that when you speak and it comes out of the speaker in Sonoma County, those are the people being impacted. And that's an amazing feeling, and there's a lot of power in that voice.
I would imagine after your time here, Alex, and certainly during your formative years, that there are probably a couple of shout-outs you'd like to do for people around Sonoma
sure.
County who no doubt you interacted with in all kinds of ways when you were here.
Oh, yeah. You know, I dealt with the police a lot of the time, and there were those that didn't like me. You know, they thought I was
a pest?
Annoying, a cocky kid that was getting in their way, and I apologize to Sergeant Carlson for whatever I did to him at that time, for being that annoying. You know, Jim and Carol Grady, I can't say thank you enough to them, to Lawrence Amaturo, the opportunities he gave me, Brian Hudson, who's no longer doing news, but he lives in the Sacramento area. He was a news director back then. So many names in the station and outside, and those Smokey at Santa Rosa Police Department, now retired, the help that he would give me out in the field of how police were investigating and what they were working on. I didn't know anything about the court system when I was 13, 14 years old when I started driving.
And you weren't supposed to, really.
No, and yeah. I'm kind of glad I didn't know about the court system that young, because if you do, that's probably a problem.
Yes, it is.
But, you know, and how police investigate and what to do and what not to do, and listening to that scanner and then hopping up. You know, so many of the battalion chiefs over at Santa Rosa Fire, they were incredible, and some are still there today. And, no, I thank everybody. It was an amazing experience, and KSRO is an amazing station.
And I have a feeling you should probably do a shout-out to your folks, too. And maybe,
well, sure.
Maybe and particularly your mom for making sure you got here on time to be a part of this legacy.
Oh, absolutely. And I know she's listening right now because she heard you talking yesterday about that I was going to be coming on, and she called and said she was going to be listening. My parents are the absolute greatest. We were in Santa Rosa a couple of weeks ago for their 50th wedding anniversary, and down in Railroad Square, we threw them a little celebration, and we just, I can't express how much love I have for them and how thankful I am for the upbringing that they brought myself and all of my siblings. They're incredible parents, and for my mom to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, bring me to the radio station, come back and get me, bring me to school, get me from school, sometimes bring me back to the radio station again, and then pick me up later that night. It was absolutely,
that's love.
They were full of love, and I've got so much love for them. They're the best.
Well, that's fantastic. And by the way, Heidi Larson is standing nearby and says to
hi, Heidi.
Hi, Alan.
Hi, Heather Black.
I know.
I miss you.
I miss you, too.
You're my favorite radio person in the world. We always knew you were going to be a star.
And you know what I always remember is the one day that I was sitting behind you in that news booth, and I hit the down button on your chair, and you went flying down in the middle of a newscast. And
we used to do some goofy things, and I want to thank
you
for videoing my wedding.
I apologize for that.
Wait a minute. Alex Stone videotaped your wedding?
He did. That was the wedding gift to me.
Wow. Yeah. So it's not just audio.
I was a video nerd back then.
Your video, too. I'll tell you, jack of all trades, baby, and it all started right here. Well, Alex, you know, I'm not your mom, not your dad, not your literal family, but I will say that we are so proud of you, and we are so proud of the journey that you have taken, and we really appreciate that you never forget where you came from.
Oh, well, thank you, guys, and no, it's an honor to be part of this celebration. And Pat, through the many years, I have been, just if I can throw this back at you for a second, a big fan of yours. Talking to my dad last night, he was talking about what a big fan he is of yours as well, that you've had an amazing career in Santa Rosa, and we're all big fans.
Well, thank you very much for that, and love to your folks from me, too. I really appreciate that. And, Alex, what is your next assignment for ABC News?
You know, I don't know. I know we've got some trips coming up. I just got done with Hurricane Irma. We'll see what happens with Maria and hopefully nothing with Jose, but we'll have to see. You know, every day it's been really busy recently. And
that's for sure.
News over the president and weather and everything else, that I happen to be near the Burbank Airport right now. I'm sure by day's end we'll be on a plane going somewhere, but you never
absolutely
know.
Absolutely. Well, Alex, a pleasure to talk to you, and thanks so much for being a part of the KSRO 80th anniversary celebration.
I love you guys, and congratulations, 80 years at KSRO, and here's to 80 more.
Amen, brother. Talk to you soon. That
right,
is
later.
ABC News correspondent Alex Stone, who began his career right here at KSRO.